This is a Doxcast, not an Argos Soxcast, or a Bendis and Loxcast. Now I'm hungry. This is a Doxcast. It's a nerdy Toxcast. Discuss a Moxcast with Rich Early and friends.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another adventureneering. No, that's not. Those aren't words. Dungeoneering is a word.
Dungeoneering.
We can go dungeoneering. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Dungeoneering episode of the Doxcast. I'm your co-host, Josh Trumbo. Rich couldn't be with us tonight because he had other more important places to be. I think there was some kind of special date night or something that he was previously required to be at, and so we're going to go ahead and give him that one. But I do have a guest with me in the studio tonight. Mr. John Leighton is here.
Hello, everybody.
And we are going to talk to you guys a bit about Dungeons & Dragons, because it's been a while.
It has been a while.
We months ago now, we did a few Dungeons & Dragons podcasts talking about some, you know, Adventurers League and some of the various aspects of getting into D&D, dungeon mastering. We might have even touched on character creation or something.
Yeah, a little bit of all the basics.
Yeah. And then we just kind of fell off. We had other things come up, and so now we're getting back to it. So all of you people,
about this stupid game.
That's right. We were done with it. No. And then we decided that we weren't.
Okay.
So if anybody has been clamoring for another Dungeons & Dragons podcast, here you go. This one is for you. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if people weren't asking for it in some capacity, because we've been getting some strong response lately here at the store, and that's very cool, because Dungeons & Dragons, as most of you probably know, or you should by now, I mean, this is kind of a household name. It's like not understanding what baseball is at this point. You might not know all the rules, but you've got a pretty good idea of how it works. But it is a fantasy role-playing game. Probably the most popular, the most well-known one, we should say.
Definitely the most well-known one.
And it involves you and a group playing characters with a person running the game. They're known as the Dungeon Master, and they basically set up the world. They'll describe what's going on. You get to choose what you do, and it's essentially cooperative storytelling that also has a set of rules and guidelines so that you can't just do whatever you want. There's potential for success or failure there.
Get to roll the dice.
That's right. The random element to rule them all. right?
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and dive in and talk a little bit about what's been going on at the store here, first and foremost. And John, what's been going on? You're one of the foremost Dungeons & Dragons people here at Paradox, so you're a good person to ask.
Well, as will be coming later on tonight, as well as every Wednesday night, where it's a Wednesday we're recording this right now, but we have our D&D Adventures League here at Paradox, where we typically get 7 or 8 tables, DMs, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, a lot of them have full at 7 players, and yeah, we just play for 2 or 3 hours, some tables play for 4, it's kind of table-to-table basis based on how long everybody can be there.
Sure.
And yeah, and well, lately we've been missing a couple because there's this thing called weather we get in North Dakota with storms. So, you know.
But today is the first day of spring.
Today is the first day of spring, and it is beautiful out.
It's gorgeous out.
To see everybody's wonderful faces here for game tonight.
Before events start getting canceled because of flooding. So.
Yes, exactly.
But no, that's great to hear. I'm always excited to hear that Adventures League is full. Like, this event center gets pretty darn packed.
And a couple tables up front.
And a couple tables up front, even, which is impressive. Because there's a lot of good space back here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Adventures League is a more structured kind of play.
Yep. There are guidelines that you follow that actually many tables, many places, stores, home games, or whatever, can follow anywhere around the world. They follow these Adventure League guidelines for character creation and then, like, how the games are run and what rewards are given out. So then you have your Adventures League character that you can take wherever you go, and as long as they play adventurously, you can play that character, jump in on any game you want.
That's awesome, because especially when you have a lot of people in town for college, we're a bit of a college town, a township with the two together. I don't know if that's the correct terminology, but we have several colleges in the greater Fargo Moorhead area.
Metropolitan area.
There you go. The Dual City area. It's not a tri-city. I should stop trying to make up words tonight because it is just not happening. But yeah, so if you go to college here, you can come and play in Paradox, and then if you go home over the summer, as some college kids are wont to do, then you could take your character with you and play at your home store as well. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really cool system in the way that that's set up. And yeah, so whatever the adventure is, there's a certain, you know, this is what happens throughout, so the events will be... you know, pretty standard. Obviously, there's going to be variation at each table based on the players, because really, you're building the story together there.
But the same general background story will always be the same when you play the same adventure as somebody else.
Right. So Adventures League still going on. There is a cost to participate in that.
Yes. For our Wednesday Night Adventures League, it does cost $5 a night. But you do get $3 back in star credit, and then the DM is getting $10 in star credit, and obviously we don't make them pay. So most of the table fee is just going back right there, and then we have a couple overhead costs to keep lights on and stuff.
Right. I mean, we could play with just candles, but then you'd have to bring your own.
Yeah.
And then there's fire codes to deal with.
Fire hazard when you're playing with paper.
Yeah.
But not only that, also, your first one when you get here, if you haven't played Adventures League here before... it's free of charge, and you still get your $3 store credit reward.
Oh, nice. So there's literally no reason to not try it.
There's no reason to not try it. We have a great group of people who are here to teach you how to make characters, how to play. The DMs are great, and we'll always pair you up with a good DM and or player that will help you show you the ropes through the session that you play.
Which is really cool, because I know... it's very possible that people might feel intimidated by Adventures League, because we talk about this, and anything with a kind of structure has the potential to punish people who don't know what they're doing, or for people to feel like they're not contributing, or worried that they might not contribute properly. You know, if I show up, it's my first time in Adventures League, I get sat at a table with four other people who've been there before, and they played with each other, and they know each other, and they've got all their inside jokes and stuff, you know. I mean, that's the kind of picture you might paint for yourself. Mm-hmm. But it's a very welcoming environment. It's very easy to get into. And basically, you just have a lot of people who really enjoy playing D&D. And if you enjoy doing something, you want more people to be a part of it.
Exactly.
So... if you're on the fence, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about trying it out, if you're on the fence about it because you're just not sure, you know, don't let that hold you back. Because all these people want this to grow. Because the more people play D&D, the better chance this event will continue and get better and better. So, we do have some viewers. Hello. Nice to see you guys. Paul Tebben. Some guy on the internet.
Some guy named Paul. Okay,
is asking if we're ever going to start streaming Adventures League, and right now no solid plans are in place.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely been something we've discussed, just because we do want to continue our streaming content and
increase it.
It's kind of a natural step. I mean, obviously, there are already some good examples, like Critical Role, where, you know, you can see that having a D&D game or some kind of role-playing game can be successful in a streaming format. And, John, you're actually running a different system. It's not Dungeons & Dragons, but you're running a role-playing game on our regular Thursday night streams as well.
Yeah.
I don't know what... I know there have been some kind of some roadblocks and stuff. It's a little bit harder to put together rather than just, you can't just say, hey, you guys, go sit in this room and play now.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting
over here, it'll be isolating and, you know, finding people to run the stream and then finding the right people to be on the stream, because we are family friendly, of course, and that can be always be a little bit difficult. You know, sometimes in D&D you want to get your jokes in there that might not be so family friendly.
Right.
Although we certainly have those tables that are great for kids to play at.
Yes. Well, and that's one of the beautiful parts about the Event Center as it is it's kind of easy to section off, you know, certain players. Not that they're shunned or anything, but you can put them kind of around the corner, and then on the opposite corner of the room you can have the more kid-friendly tables and stuff.
Yeah.
And generally players are pretty willing to, you know, tone it down if need be.
Yeah.
But you do raise a good point in that finding the right people to be on stream, not just in terms of, you know, keeping the talk clean and the jokes from being too bawdy, but, you know, we want to make sure that whenever we do get that set up, assuming that we do at some point, that it's a group that can be fairly consistent and a group that will... you know, have the charisma.
Yep, have the entertainment value there. Mm-hmm. Even though we would just be us streaming the game, there does still have to be an entertainment value that there then as well for putting it out there.
Right. So hopefully sometime in the very near future we'll figure that out and get that running, because it really would be a good addition to the stream, and especially with, you know, the response we've been seeing for Dungeons & Dragons at our monthly game days, which we'll talk about here in just a second.
Absolutely.
It would be really nice to have that content out there so we can easily share it with people and get the word out even more.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned on that, and hopefully Wednesday nights we'll have a regular stream coming. But yeah, so let's move on then. So we've talked a bit about Adventurers League, let's talk a little bit about game day.
Yes,
because we've talked about game day on the podcast before. I know people might be a little sick about hearing about it, but it's important to bring this up.
But it's really cool.
Yeah,
it's a really awesome day.
Well, and we really want it to continue to grow. Like, we have seen some really good response. People who have responded to game day, who've signed up for demo tables and things like that, have given us great feedback on the ease in which you can go to our website, go to the events calendar, click on RSVP, and you know you have a spot at that table. You know, it's all out there, it's clear, it's a wonderful system, and we're really excited about it, and we just want to keep hyping it so that we can keep on filling up those tables and do even more with it. But one of the big things we decided to do right from the start was have at least one, potentially more, tables of Dungeons & Dragons running, so that people who do want a taste of it, who maybe either don't know about Adventurers League or don't want their first experience to be Adventurers League, to have a place to come and try it out, and you get a bit more of the tutorial. You're sitting with people who very possibly are in the same boat as you, not as experienced, and so you're all kind of learning it together. But yeah, go ahead and tell us a little bit more about that.
So our D&D table at Game Day is ran by our great DM, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And she's done a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
She has all the pre-gens created, and then she comes up with a story game, little one-shot that's kind of similar to the themes that we have for each for each week, and go over how to play your character if you have questions, if you're new, and then just get into playing for a couple hours. And this upcoming month in April 6th, we are going to be trying two new things with that.
Mm-hmm.
First off, at 1 p.m., we'll be starting with a little D&D 101 intro, not session, intro...
Q&A
session.
Yeah.
Where tell you where we will tell you about the game and some of the basics of how to play it, kind of how the characters work, races and classes and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff, backgrounds, that's a pretty big thing. Mm-hmm. And then at 2:30, mm-hmm. we are going to be running not one, but two tables of D&D, mm-hmm. as long as we have the people that signed up for it, which I hope right. there are.
people watching at home.
Yes, which will, of course, one of the tables will be ran by Amanda, and then I will be doing the other one myself.
Excellent.
So hope you get signed up for Amanda's table.
Yeah, because if you want total party kill, go to John's. and that's something we want to stress here as well, is that the intro session is not required to play. If you just want to show up at 2:30 and jump in and demo it, you can do that. No questions asked. But we wanted to provide the Q&A session, the intro session, based on some of the feedback we got at last month's game day, where some of the players had a lot more questions and, questions regarding actually getting into the game. Like, where do you go from here? Mm-hmm. It's great to come down and play the demo. This is a one-shot thing. Someone gave you a character. You got to choose from a list of pre-gen characters and get a feel for it, and that's cool. But then, what is the next step? Mm-hmm. And having a chance for people to ask some more of those questions, because sometimes during the game day it can get a little constrained for time because we have this demo and that's done, then another one might be starting in a half an hour, and we want people to have the option to really dig in and learn about it if they're interested, because, again, it can be potentially an intimidating thing to get into. If you look at the shelf, there's a ton of source books. You want to play Dungeons & Dragons, which one do you buy? Do you buy one? Do you buy five? Do you even need one? And so this is a chance for a lot of those questions to be asked, in addition to the rules aspect and how to play. Because, of course, if some people show up at 1 and some people show up at 2:30, the people at 2:30 are still maybe going to need a little intro on how to play. But if you want some more of the detail, the 1 o'clock session is the place to get it. We just really want to facilitate spreading that knowledge around, because, knowledge is power.
And not only you don't have to show to the Q&A session to play, mm-hmm. you also don't have to be playing to come to the Q&A session.
Right.
If you can't commit 3 hours afterwards to play from 2:30 to 5:30, or even 2:30 to 4:30, or however long you could play, but you can come at 1 o'clock, stop down, and we'll teach you what we'll answer questions, mm-hmm. show you what we can, and hopefully get you a little educated for the next time that you can make it.
Yeah, and I'd say even if you are familiar with Dungeons & Dragons, you've played before, maybe you don't know what 5th edition is all about, or maybe you're curious about certain books, you have the Player's Handbook, and you've played with your friends, but you don't know what all these other books are and would like, an experienced mind to pick. That's a good place to do that as well. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a brand new player. You don't have to have zero knowledge to show up and ask these questions. And honestly, if you played D&D in the past and you want to just play the demo session, you're welcome to do that too. Obviously, if things are getting full and we have the option of teaching new people rather than teaching veterans, the demo session is more for teaching and we'd like to direct the veteran players to something more like Adventurers League. But certainly, we don't want to turn anybody away.
No. We have two tables now, so.
Yeah, and so right now it's capped at 6 per table, so that's 12 people. Who can sit down and play?
Maybe stretch that if we fail, but I don't. I mean,
yeah, it all depends on how many. If there's enough pre-gen characters and how things look, because of course the more players you have at the table, the more time it will take to do something, because there will be questions and people have to decide what they're going to do. You have to roll and resolve it, mm-hmm. and we want people to make sure they have a good feel for how the game works rather than. Do something and then wait for 10 minutes and then do something again and so on. So definitely recommend that go to paradoxcnc.com. We have an events calendar. If you go to April 6th, all of our demos are listed there. We're talking specifically Dungeons & Dragons right now. But you can go and sign up. You can. There's an RSVP. And if you do, then you're on the list. And, you know, people who just walk in the store that day, if the seats are all full, then unfortunately they don't get to play, but then maybe that'll push us to add more demos in, you know? Because really, we want to provide the events and the content that the players want, that mm-hmm. the customers want. So the only way we know that is if you folks actually show up and tell us, or, you know, and whatnot. So there's a bit of talk about game day for you. This April, our theme is April Fools.
Yes.
So there will be some kind of bluffing deception element in some capacity. You'll have to show up and see
It might be definitely a heavy role play.
Yeah.
Session this time with a lot of.
Yeah.
A lot of sneaking around and being.
All
sneaky.
Sneaky. Yeah.
So. And deceptive.
Yes.
That's what I was looking for.
And super bluff, right?
Ooh. Mm.
I flexed for those of you who are not watching. In a play on buff, it's got to remember that it's also an audio-only podcast. This will be posted as later.
And not only that, if you're looking for further weekend content for mm-hmm. D&D specifically, we have some stuff in the works.
Yes.
It's about all we've got in the works right now, but it's in the works.
We have plans to plan something.
Yeah.
At a later date.
So that's the teaser of the spoiler of the teaser.
Of the snippet.
Of the Grandmaster plan, but.
But yeah, because again, that's kind of what we have seen so far from these game days. We'll have some people come in to demo the board games as well, which is great, and we want to continue that. But so far, the response to Dungeons & Dragons has been even greater than what we have anticipated, which is why we're doing this extra stuff coming up in April and looking forward to adding more events so that you can go and play the demo, and then maybe in a future week, whenever that gets scheduled, you may be able to come in and play and actually play an ongoing campaign rather than just a one-shot.
When people say we want more, we'll try to make it happen.
Yes.
No guarantees, but we'll try.
You know, and the more voices saying it, the better. So if you have friends, hopefully you have some friends, but if you have friends who might be interested in taking part in this, convince them to come along. Maybe you were at our March game day and you demoed it and you really enjoyed it and you want to be able to play more. Well, grab a friend or family member or several and convince them to come down and check out the demo in April. Because the more players there are, the better chance there'll be a game to play. Whether it's on your own or at the store, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, what else can we talk about with Dungeons & Dragons happening around here?
Well, they have announced their new book.
Okay.
That's coming out in May.
Mm-hmm.
And it is called Ghosts of Saltmarsh.
Ooh.
Adventure on the High Seas.
Ah.
So that's got to be good. Explore the waves above and the fathoms below and the watery adventures for the world's greatest role-playing game, which we're talking about Dungeons & Dragons, of course.
Yeah.
In case you were clear on that. I believe it'll have a bunch of some rules for how to handle ships and ship-based mm-hmm. combat and underwater adventuring and stuff.
It's more swashbuckling.
There's also a really, looks like seven of them, some classic U-series adventures.
Oh.
And some of the best nautical adventures from the Dungeon magazine.
Oh, nice.
Yes. The U-series adventures from the sinister secret of Saltmarsh.
Very alliterative.
And Danger at Dunwater and The Final Enemy was a great U-series trilogy from way back in first edition.
Oh, nice.
But they're polished off and updated to 5e. And then a couple more adventures, Salvage Operation, Isle of the Abbey, Tamriat's Fate and the Styes.
Oh wow, there's a lot of
a lot of them were from Dungeon magazine that have been updated now for 5th edition as well.
Huh, very cool.
And that right now, if you are interested in getting it, there is a regular and an alternate art cover for it. And we have them available for pre-order now on our website.
We do. The alternate art cover is available only, I believe, to physical stores.
To WPN.
Yeah. So, so like Amazon, I don't believe will be carrying it because they're an online only.
Correct. I believe.
That, you know, if I'm wrong, I apologize.
We could be wrong. This is what we've...
Yeah, but this is what we've come to understand. So if you actually want to get this book, I mean, Paradox is one of the places you can get it. And it is available, like John said, for pre-order, which is a great thing to do so we know how many copies to get in.
Yes. The alternate art covers are $49.95,
yep.
Full retail. But we do have a discount if you just want to pick up the book. Yeah. Right now it's 20.
It's either 20 or 25% off. But that is up in the store with the sale price on it. So you can hop on there and a couple of clicks and you can purchase that. Mm-hmm. So.
And the release date is May 21st. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say anything. They have been doing the early release for the WPN Network stores. I don't know if that's still a thing because there are some changes with the WPN system or not.
Sure.
But usually it comes out like a week and a half before on the Friday. Oh, so nice. May 21st for sure. Possibly 10th.
Earlier.
But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going some changes with all that are coming out, but it's really cool. And the alternate art looks fantastic, and I love getting the alternate art covers.
Yeah, all the alternate art covers so far that I've seen have been great. Xanathar's Guide to Everything. Look really, really cool. I really like that one.
The gift set of the core books.
And potentially collector's items, you know, since they are a little bit more limited in the release there. It's a nice thing to put on the shelf and display.
Some people don't like getting them because they don't match on the shelf.
Oh, sure.
Like if you put all the regular books, they'll have all the same spine and
right.
They'll have all the same style. But I want all the different art.
Yeah, I ran into that with the Simpsons DVDs when I was still getting those because you know they had the ones that all matched and then they eventually changed them to the covers that looked like the heads.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's unique and interesting. Doesn't really fit as well on the shelf. But I still went with it. I just wanted more Simpsons.
Exactly.
All right, so
really really looking forward to the pirates and scoundrels on the seas.
And that's always something that's cool is to have some more clearly defined rules for something like running a ship in combat and otherwise. Some of that stuff, it either ends up being that it's too chaotic and nobody really knows what to do because you aren't all captains of ships. You know, it's like if you understand how a sailboat works, maybe you have some idea on how to run one in the fantasy setting. Or you end up with a couple of roles that are well defined, like the person who's steering the ship can make roles to steer the ship, and you have a couple of people shooting cannons or something. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you might end up with people who don't know what to do unless something comes on deck, and then it turns into fighting with maybe some balance roles or something. So I like it when they add in those kind of specific rule sets so that it can really help with running that and playing it. And now, also to mention, just for assuming there might be people who, again, aren't very familiar with Dungeons & Dragons, we talk about there's a lot of adventures in this book. You don't need any actual adventure to play the game. You will need like a player's handbook so that you have some of the rules and able to make the characters and stuff. But you can make something up completely out of your head. Create a story, create the world. And world building is another great thing that we should talk about sometime. I think we can dedicate to...
We'll put that on the list.
Yeah.
We'll jot that down.
When we do another D&D podcast in 6 months. But that is one of the really cool things about it, is that, you know, it's very easy to find material to run. So, you know, if maybe you as a DM or the dungeon master in your group doesn't really feel comfortable or doesn't want to go through all the work of creating the world, creating all the non-player characters, you know, all that kind of stuff, there are resources available that you can get. So you can pick up this book and there's a bunch of adventures and you can just kind of run through it and, mm-hmm. and play. But if you don't want that, if you want to create your own world and do all of that, you are more than welcome to do so. You know, it's a very open book, a very open system, and allows for a lot of really fun moments. And you can tailor it to the group, too. And that's one of the things that I really like, because I played with different kinds of groups. There's ones that just really just want to combat. They want to mm-hmm. min-max their characters. They want them to do really cool things and, you know, beat the crap out of a dragon.
Yep.
That's great. And there are some people who don't care about that. They just want to play a cool character. You know, so they don't really have a big plan for how to build. They just like, all right, well, this thing happened recently, and so I'm going to try to do something to compensate for that because that's what my character would do, yeah. you know? And I'm going into some more of, like, the stuff that, of course, you can learn about when you come here on
game day.
On April 6th, yes. So what else can we talk about in terms of D&D at the store? I think we've been going for a little while here.
Yeah,
time has kind of clicked right along.
That really covers all the D&D stuff, which is quite a bit. That's quite a bit.
Yeah. So just to recap again, Adventurers League every Wednesday night starts at 7?
6:30.
6:30-ish. And again, your first session is free if you want to come down and give it a try. So you have some time. If you're watching this live, it's Wednesday, it's just about 6 o'clock, you could come down to Paradox and...
Get your D&D on.
Get your D&D on. So... We'll have some more updates, so keep checking the Paradox website to find out what exactly is going on with D&D events. There are also some cool things that we've done in the past, like D&D for Dogs.
Yeah.
These events that pop up just every so often.
Some fun charity events.
Yeah, a chance to play D&D for a good cause, other than just because it's a really fun time and a good way to spend an evening.
Yes.
I don't know. John, anything else to really discuss
that,
tonight?
That about wraps it up, I think.
Yeah.
Had a good little chat for all you guys.
Yeah.
Updates on what we have going on here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we definitely appreciate and are grateful for all the people who have been supporting D&D at the store. You know, Adventurers League has been going strong for quite a while, mm-hmm. Which is fantastic because... you know, it's very possible that if you have an event with only 5 people who are interested, you know, it doesn't really have the room to grow or...
That's where we started. 5th edition came out.
Mm-hmm.
The first book, Heart of the Dragon Queen. I DM'd. We had 5 people, 6 people at the table.
So oh, nice.
6 people at the table.
And from there, it's grown into
it's
50
grown
or so.
Now, yeah.
That's fantastic. So yeah, come and check that out. If you do have any questions, you know, stop by the store. You can always talk to John, and especially on a Wednesday night with all the other DMs here. Obviously, if they're in the middle of games, it's not necessarily the best time to walk up and just start rifling off questions, but you can certainly, I don't think there'd be any problem with someone kind of sitting and observing for a little while.
Yeah.
And of course...
get here early in the evening.
Yeah. If you show up a little bit earlier, plenty of time to ask questions and get talked into mm-hmm. Playing. And then, of course, highly recommend that intro session and the demo coming up on game day. And, you know, for the foreseeable future, we're going to be running Dungeons & Dragons on game day. It may happen that we decide to try a different system once in a while just to see if...
we might be doing something fun for Free Comic Book Day, May the 4th.
Yes.
We might have some weird superhero Star Wars crossover, not D&D game put together just for fun.
But. Yeah. So, yeah. check that out.
Mostly get your D&D in.
Well, yeah, that's the beauty of it, is we can easily have two tables, one with Dungeons & Dragons and one with another system of some sort, so that people can try something else. Because in the world of role-playing games, there are a lot of different ones, a lot of different ways of handling the system, aside from what Dungeons & Dragons uses.
Yes, so, but that's a whole different podcast.
That is an entire different podcast, yes, absolutely. All right. Well, thanks, folks. We do hope that you will continue to check out the DoxCast. We usually record in a block and then release them week by week. But as you've probably known if you've been listening, we've been kind of going week by week with the recording sessions right now as we've been getting ready for the big store.
Something about people being busy about a remodel.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't listen.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for tuning in for the live streams. Thank you for downloading the podcast. You can, of course, get the podcast on ParadoxCNC.com. Right now, I think our connection to iTunes is broken since we switched to the new website, but we're getting that fixed. So you will be able to get the DoxCast through iTunes again very soon. But we're also on Facebook, at ParadoxCNC on Twitter, ParadoxCNC on Instagram, and twitch.tv/ParadoxCNC for these streams, for the Tuesday Night Comic Show, and for our Tabletop Thursday. So, thanks again, folks. I think we've pretty well said it. So, we will see you on the next DoxCast.
This was a DoxCast. Hope you think it rocks, cast. Oh, look at the clocks, cast. Until next time, geek on.